This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, how's everyone doing? Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Jody took me to a polo match.
Oh, dear God.
And good evening to Don.
Make it!
Michael again? I just always want to see what's there. Don again?
Jam it up!
That's right. Sure. All right, we've talked about this a lot today, but it feels like the place we got to start is by playing some of this audio. Of course, yesterday we played the audio of Gerrit Cole.
Well, hey.
Yeah, that sums it up. Hemming and hawing about whether or not he's used spider tack. Today, we heard from Pete Alonso. He was asked about this accusation and why MLB players are altering baseballs.
The biggest concern is that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration. So I do think that's a big issue. The ball being different every single year. With other sports, the ball is the same, like basketball, football, tennis, golf, like ball's the same. So I think that that's the real issue with the changing of the baseballs. And maybe if the league didn't change the baseball, pitchers wouldn't need to use as much sticky stuff, because for guys that feel the ball and throw the ball every single day, and for it to change every single year, it's not fair to the people who are using it every single day and throwing it.
I tell you what, I like Pete Alonso a lot. He really comes off bad here, and I'm going to tell you why. Most hitters disagree with him. They don't want the pitchers to have that stuff. Second of all, in a second cut that we played earlier, he said it's a fact that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseball in order to curb free agency. If that is in fact a fact, as Pete Alonso said, then the union has dropped the ball. Do you file a grievance? You file a grievance in collusion. You have facts. You have proof, according to Pete Alonso. If the union's not doing that, they're being bereft in their duty. There's no way that they would have proof of this happening.
No.
And they wouldn't file a grievance because they would get hundreds of millions of dollars. You know how silly Pete Alonso sounds?
But
it's a fact. He said it's a fact.
Right.
Well, if it's a fact, they have proof. I want to see proof, and then I want a grievance filed.
Now, did he just go off the reservation? Like, has he just gone cuckoo?
Or I think it's almost like what Jay Williams did. It's probably stuff that the guys talk amongst themselves, and then he presented it as fact.
Right. Or does he just know that when push comes to shove, he is going to have the backing of his union? This is where he's wrong, because even if the union believes that, they're not going to go public with that until they have proof. So this just reeks to me of Alonso speaking out of school.
And if they have proof and they haven't filed a grievance, they have not done their job.
No, well, they will. Listen, it could just be that they're compiling the evidence now and feel like that when they have it, because the union's smart enough to know, they're not going to throw that allegation out until they've got concrete evidence. It takes a while to be able to do that. So maybe they're in the process of doing that. He heard rumblings in conversation, and he figured it was okay. Like you said, Jay Williams, I heard something, so this is what I'm hearing, that it's fact. So does he have the backing of the union? Because right now, if I'm a reporter in Major League Baseball, I'm getting on the horn. I'm talking to the union now. Is this true? Do you really think this is fact? Are you planning on filing a grievance?
And also, you manipulated the baseball so that people could hit a lot of home runs a couple of years ago because there were a lot of free agent pitchers. Well, that really held down Gerrit Cole's contract, didn't it? So where's your proof, Pete? He got $324 million for 9 years. So how did it work? With balls flying out over every single fence in every single ballpark. So they were trying to tamp down the free agent pitcher salaries, and they got the highest pitcher salary in the history of the game. Come on. Come back to us.
But all of this conversation, these players talking, it's all – on baseball trying to do this in the first place? This all, I still don't know why baseball had to go public. Jeff's like, well, that's what you do. You go public when you're trying to show that somebody is cheating. But you're all in the same business. All right, let's say Cole is cheating. You found it out. You rooted it out. Does that really help, like, the promotion of the game? Where you could have maybe during the offseason said, we know what you guys are doing. You got to stop it. We're going to go. We're going to find you out, and we're going to root you out. And if you continue to do it, then we'll embarrass you. But now you do it in the middle of a season. When you hear Al Leiter say, hey, everybody's doing this. And just like everything else, Michael, some are going to do it better than others. Like, you still need the talent. So it kind of makes sense that if Cole is cheating, his numbers are going to be better than somebody else that might be cheating that isn't half as good as he is. Because you heard Jeff say that even with everything equal, Cole's still better than most. He's still going to make the 7 years left on that contract for the Yankees worth it.
By the way, Peter, I have today's Yankee starting
Michael,
lineup.
Michael, do you have today's Yankee lineup, any chance?
Yes, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. So this will be Gerrit Cole on the mound. DJ LeMahieu will lead off and play first base. Aaron Judge in right, bat second. Gleyber Torres, a shortstop, hits third. The DH is Giancarlo Stanton. He'll clean up, batting fifth. Third baseman Gio Urshela. Rougned Odor at second base will bat sixth, batting seventh, playing left field. Miguel Andujar, who's been red hot of late. Kyle Higashioka behind the plate. He'll bat eighth and batting ninth and playing center field. Brett Gardner, and looks like Clint Frazier has now become the odd man out as Andujar is raking, so they keep him in the lineup. And Gerrit Cole, interestingly enough, will be on the mound tonight. A lot of eyes will be on him. That's tonight's Yankee starting lineup against the Twins, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees.
We asked Al Leiter, is the sticky stuff in fact cheating?
No, that's why it's awkward, because when we talk about it, people who aren't in the know or have pitched, there's this assumption that you're cheating. So that's why everybody goes to this silent place that it's been happening since Christy Mathewson in 1970. It is so obvious within the game of not only pitchers admitting to it after the fact, like me, and hundreds, if not thousands of others that played in the major leagues, they use something to get a grip on the baseball, period. I don't understand why we can't have some sort of uniformity of knowing that nearly every pitcher that ever towed the rubber used something to get a better grip. And why it has to be this taboo, quiet, secret conversation is silly to me.
Is it possible, Michael, that something happened recently that, like, Al just isn't aware of? Like, it's been going on forever, but just recently it's been taken to a different level. Christy Mathewson did it back in 1917, but it's different now. Something that was used to protect the batters and get a better grip, it's now been taken to a different stratosphere, and it happened after Al's career is over. It's happened fairly recently, and Al's just not aware of it.
I think that Al probably used it not to increase. Yeah, they didn't even know back then that it did it. They just knew
right. That
they got a better grip on the ball. So I think that those guys actually used it for the grip. But now, because analytics has shown that the better grip you have on the baseball, the more spin rate, the more effective you are, then it's used for, you know, less than virtuous reasons.
Well, did people even know what spin rate was back then?
No.
That's the thing. Another big story that to follow up from yesterday is we talked about how Jay Will had told a story about Kevin Durant being offended by a comparison he had made to Giannis, and then KD struck back and called Jay Will a liar and that it wasn't true. Well, Jay Will responded on KJZ this morning right here on 98.7 ESPN.
I stand by my story. I was probably wrong for sharing a personal story, but that's what we do. We share personal stories. But yesterday I sat there. I'm not getting back and forth on social media. I was with my family all day, staying positive. It's all good. And, you know, for us, look, man, it was meant as a compliment. There are levels to this. It was about, you know, saying, hey, how different KD is. It's unfortunate that KD felt that way at that moment. But I wish KD nothing but love and all the best success. I hope they win a championship. We talk about them every single day. Shoot, the other day I was talking about him being the best player in the world. So that's all I got to say about that. We're moving on. Kia and I are talking about sports the way we typically talk about sports. And that's the end of that, in my opinion.
Disrespectful Allen, huh?
Yeah, it's like Allen wasn't there.
Well, I mean, he's trying to stick with the theoretical brand of the show.
Mm.
Don't you worry. Right. Don't you worry about Allen. He's getting plenty of time. Everyone knows that name.
Oh, he's just so good. I want an acknowledgement because he's the best guy on the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's no question. I'd say it to both of those guys, and they know it.
To their face.
Yeah.
Peter,
I don't
want
to start trouble, but if they were to ask who do you think's the best, I mean, Allen's the best.
Go ahead, Michael.
I feel in a giveaway mood. Can I do something, please?
Please.
If you want to. I'm going to hold up a baseball card for Don while you do it.
Okay. The book is Center Stage. It's coming out on Tuesday, but you can get it now from us, all right? I'm going to give away two copies. Two copies. Caller number 3, caller number 7, Ruth and Mantle. 1-888-987-3776. 1-888-987-3776. And you got yourself a copy of what I hope will be a best-selling book. It's doing very well right now in advanced sales. My most interesting interview, fascinating interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. Center Stage by me.
Started it today, Michael.
Forward by Bob Costas. What are you up to, Don?
No, I'm still in the introduction. I just started it. I cracked it open. I read Bob Costas's forward. Very good. And I'm in the middle of your introduction. Just started it this because I finished the John Lennon book, and then I jump right to yours.
I wish I had it. I'd read it on the beach in Jamaica.
Well, that's the race, Michael. Well, I finish the book before Michael gets a copy. Before Peter gets a copy.
Yeah. Yes. You'll have read it twice.
Wow. Why are you saying it that way?
Because obviously the only way you'd read the book is if it you pulled it out of a card pack.
No. I already ordered it though. I ordered it.
It's just wrapped in like a car. That's the way you should have it.
Yeah,
like,
with bubble gum. I should put bubble gum in the book.
Did you guys notice the other day that Logan Paul had a Pokemon card around his neck?
They're worth $1 million, right?
Is that what they say it's worth a million?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
That fight could have been in my basement. I wouldn't know.
You would not have gone down the steps. Come on.
I don't believe Don.
I don't believe
it,
Peter. I don't believe you would not
have
gone down the steps.
Well, it would have been the same thing like when the kids, I just don't knock the camera over. Because I need it for the show.
But it's not golf. You wouldn't even be curious to see a fight with Floyd Mayweather. I'm curious.
No.
All right. What if it was a... What if it was a Floyd versus Pacquiao rematch in your basement?
Well, no, that's legit.
Got it.
Those are two evenly matched fighters, not a tomato can being held up for 8 rounds for the pay-per-view crowd.
If it was Kim Kardashian against Blake Lively in a match, you wouldn't go down and watch?
Oh, sure he would. You want to see Kim Kardashian. You never know what could happen there.
I mean... I'm not completely void of curiosity, right?
Did you see that Kanye West now dating Irina Shayak, the model?
I don't know who that is.
That's the one, I think she had a baby with Bradley Cooper.
I didn't know who that was, but I saw that he celebrated his birthday with her.
Yeah, nice. It's good to see people rebound.
I also read in the New York Post that... Jason Sudeikis still upset about Olivia Wilde.
I would be. I'd be forever.
Yeah.
Isn't she with Machine Gun Kelly? Is that
No, that's Megan Fox.
Oh, that's Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, I know. Who is the other one? Olivia what?
Olivia Wilde.
Who is she with?
She's with the singer. The not a Jonas, but Jonas Ajayz.
Nah, that would chat me.
10 years younger than her.
Who are you taking out?
50. Apparently Sudeikis.
I never dated a Judy.
And I
can see the confusion with Megan Fox. She does look a little like Megan Fox.
Nah.
A Jace.
A Jace-esque, Don. You'll need to add an esque. Jeff Green and Jim Harden practiced today, supposedly progressing nicely, but we do not know yet if they will play. They are out.
Out.
I mean, Jim, you knew was out. I'm a little surprised Jeff Green, right? Because they say he's getting closer. But why mess with anything?
Let's face it. The Nets are so good, they could load management during the playoffs.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to say it.
Actually, this just in, the Nets are actually only suiting up 4 players tomorrow.
Just to even it up.
And for their 5th starter, they're going to be using a Hulk Hogan LJN action figure as their 5th player. That's how confident they are.
Wow.
No need to even worry. Saquon Barkley does not have a timetable yet for his recovery, but he says, quote, "I'm taking it one day at a time." Kept repeating that same sentiment. I'm doing well, doing pretty well, just taking it one day at a time. So we will see when Saquon's ready. Nate Solder spoke about his decision to opt out of the 2020 season with the Giants and said he did so knowing that his spot on the roster this year was not set in stone. The Giants, of course, eventually wanted to work things out, and they did. They found a way to make it work. He said, quote, "There's just so many factors involved in that. But I'm just thankful they gave me the opportunity to come back. There's no guarantee with that. And the other thing was just excitement. I found out I was excited to come back." Guys, listen, remove the COVID part of it and the fact that it made sense for him and his family for him not to be there. But imagine that we ever would have thought about, given the contract and the play in the first half of his career in New England before he got here, that we would ever even consider there was a world in which Nate Solder wouldn't be able to start or be on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not
underrated.
A great free agent signing.
And I feel really bad about it because he seems like a great guy. But we don't – sometimes you got to really stop and process how much that hasn't worked out so far.
Well, it's a different world, right? When they gave him that contract, he was the highest paid left tackle in football history.
God.
Because they were a win-now team and they had to protect Eli.
You know what
it's 100 years later.
You know what I'm thinking about now?
What's that?
How broken Trent Williams was in Washington physically, although he was still an amazing player. He had this incredible – and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said he was broken. How broken Washington football was, that they took this injury situation, let it turn into a complete fiasco, and he just signed another monster deal. He's still at the absolute top of his game.
God. Well, offensive linemen can hang around, right?
Of
Even
course.
When you think they're awful, they do find gigs, right?
Yeah, let alone if they're still good.
Eric Flowers is still in the league.
Well, back in Washington. We'll see what that means.
Story that we've been following a lot, and I mentioned it, that if I was the pitcher tonight, well, Josh Donaldson was asked by Brandon Cuddy on whether he expects retaliation from Cole. He said, "I'm not in his brain. If he decides to do whatever he wants to do, do it." And he said his intention wasn't to make Gerrit Cole the face of pitchers cheating. Donaldson said Cole was among the first pitchers to have a drop in spin rate after minor leaguers were suspended for using illegal substances on the mound.
And Jeff did a good job reminding us about the lawsuit and everything. So it did come with a little evidence that maybe that could be the difference between him and Bauer and everybody else.
But Bauer also has to be in the crosshairs because he's the one who brought attention to it. He said that the Astros were doing it, that they were doing untoward stuff to increase spin rate. He said that years ago.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By the way, we talked about the gray area when it comes to rules in baseball. Here's a sport without gray in certain rules. That's the NBA. Pat Riley was fined $25,000 for tampering over recent comments about LeBron James. He supposedly violated the league's tampering rule when he was doing an interview on June 4th. And he said, quote, "I would leave the key under the doormat if he would call me and let me know that he's coming. I would do that, but I doubt very much that key." I mean, that key's rusted now.
And again, because they absolutely don't joke about this stuff, they fine him $25K.
Yep. Yeah. He said if he ever wanted to come back, there'll be a shiny new key under the mat.
Right.
Do you see he's changing his uniform number, Peter?
You know what, Michael? Perfect segue to my next story. LeBron James will return to number 6, according to The Athletic.
What do you mean return?
He was number 6 in Miami.
Oh, but he was 23 with Cleveland all the time.
23 with Cleveland, 6 in Miami, 23 back in Cleveland, and 23 in Los Angeles. But now he'll go back to 6. Why?
Space Jam?
Exactly. It's his number in Space Jam. Now, maybe he already did that knowing that was the plan the whole time. I have to imagine he was able to choose his number for Space Jam. So it's not like, we can't do it. Daffy Duck is 23. I mean, I guess he chose.
I'm boycotting that movie, by the way.
Why?
Excuse me?
Not watching it. Not in the slightest.
So if they were filming that movie in your basement, you wouldn't look.
I'd grab a baseball bat, start smashing cameras.
Well, I have a question.
And you know what? It's not anti-LeBron. The other one's just perfect. You don't remake that. The kids are going to watch the Jordan one. And
you know
I'm not
what?
No kind of statement on, you know, who's the better basketball player. No, come on. That one, that's a classic. No, no, no. And I suggest everyone climb aboard.
Now,
if you have a hankering for the LeBron one, you know what? Throw the original in.
How do you like this? Miami, the reason he went to 6 in Miami is because the Heat had retired 23 for Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, that's what my producer Griff from Hot 97 just texted me that.
Most people will not like this. I don't think it should be. You know how many people have LeBron jerseys now that they get new ones? Kobe did it too, changed his number after the Denver incident. I just think it's unfair, especially for a famous person. So many people have their uniforms. They cost so much money. Now you're forcing all your fans to buy new stuff.
Well, I don't have to.
Well, but that's what they do.
But that's their choice. I mean, everyone knows a 23 James jersey is just fine.
Right. They're not going to say, who's that? Why is he wearing 23? They know.
All right.
So the Baseball Hall of Fame is going to have a limited crowd. Of course, this is the big one. It's the makeup for last year. It was moved from July 25th to September 8th. So there could be as much crowd as possible. It'll take place outdoors. On the Hall's lawn as a ticketed event, limited crowd size.
Why limited? The whole world is open now. Why limited on September 8th? Why? Why limited?
Yeah, here's my question. How about
there are 150,000 people in the Indy 500, right? Well, why are you limiting it now?
I know. They just announced Rolling Loud, the huge concert coming to New York in the fall. Summer Jam's happening. Summer Slam is happening in Las Vegas. I mean, everything's happening. Since it's September, you could argue we don't know what's going to happen. God forbid there could be a variant, whatever. Why not just say we're planning on having an attendance, we're going to release a limited amount of tickets, and then we'll see.
I don't know
why you have to decide on the number completely, but what do I know? According to Brooks Koepka, he believes his rift with Bryson DeChambeau is, quote, good for the game. He spoke Wednesday for the first time publicly about his intensifying feud with Bryson. I think it's good for the game. I really do. I think to grow the game, you've got to reach out to a younger generation. And I don't want to say that's what this is, but it's reaching out to a whole bunch of people.
Well, you see that Bryson is beside himself because every time he's teeing off, now people are yelling Brooks, and he has those people thrown out.
Well, by the way, Bryson's the heel in this whole thing, so he's going to get it. He appears to be the heel. And they're going to be on the Ryder Cup together, which will be very, very interesting. Here's a shock. The NFL wants to make more money.
Really?
Yeah, you would never see this coming. They're seeking to expand their international series by holding regular season games in Germany. Big NFL fan base there. And they said while they're at it, we'd also like to add another 3 games to the schedule. Just get it up to an even 20.
You made that last
And then they
up.
Said, while we're at it, why don't we just do 24? No, I did just make that up. But they do want to go to Germany, so we'll see.
Yeah,
I'd love to see
Germany
what happens when
really sell the sports in Jacksonville there.
I'd love to see when Cage and Don shows up in Germany. It's going to be an interesting day. Hey, guys, I know you love vindictiveness, and Michael, Scottie Pippen is telling his version of the Bulls dynasty story. The Hall of Famer is reportedly going to expose, quote, stories I've kept to myself for years. Hmm. Years. Not yields. Years.
And what medium is this?
It's a tell-all memoir
book
called Unguarded, out this November.
He better not say anything about Jordan that Jordan doesn't like. Jordan will come get him. He's got laminated lists.
In the description of the book, Pippen appears to take a few jabs at MJ.
Quote,
simply put, without Pippen, there are no championship banners, let alone 6, hanging from the United Center rafters. There's no Last Dance documentary, the description reads, in reference, of course, to the docuseries that aired on ESPN last year. There's no Michael Jordan as we know him. the 1990 Chicago Bulls teams would not exist as we know them. Wow.
Well, that's not a shot. That's a Tommy Boy board to the head. Not Ooh. Here. Not here so much. Right here.
Right in this region. I don't feel it here, here, but right here. You know what happened on this day back in 1999?
No.
I'll do a top five. Top five times a New York area manager decided to wear a...
Oh, this is the Bobby Valentine thing.
Yeah.
That's right. A fake mustache in the dugout for Bobby Valentine on this day in 1999 after being ejected against the Blue Jays. The Mets ended up rallying to win in 14 innings. Guys, isn't that the perfect story for today as we talk about the gray rules of baseball?
Yeah.
Like, in what sport does that happen?
Only baseball, and 22 years later, only in this world would Bobby be running for mayor of Stanford. Mm. I think he'd actually do a great job because he loves that city.
Unbelievable. I just can't picture that in any sport. You know, Pat Riley gets kicked out, but then you see him sneaking back to the bench wearing the glasses with a mustache, the Groucho Marx look.
And remembering that and reading the articles, you know who was really the most ticked off by it? Were the Wilpons.
Yeah, they weren't happy.
Oh, they didn't think it was all fun and games?
No. They thought it was embarrassing.
That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday, June 9th.
A quick pause. This show ends, and the Don Show begins. And the Don Show, not only on 98.7 ESPN, but also on the YES Network, a televised affair, as he leads you right up to the Islanders pregame, and the Islanders could advance to the next round with a win tonight at the Coliseum against the Bruins. We'll talk about all of it tomorrow, how Gerrit Cole does against the Twins tonight. Yes, it's all coming up on the K Show tomorrow. See you for tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.